your life will be over, or when the Lord will return and we'll meet Him. But the Lord is near. So in time, the Lord is near, a time to be with Him. But also, the Lord is near spatially in terms of the place. Where is the Lord? He's near. As a matter of fact, He's so close, the Bible even says, Christ in you is the hope of glory. So how can you rejoice in the Lord always, or why can you? Because the Lord is near. He is in you. But sometimes it's through the struggle that we see it. A few weeks ago, Rob and I and Kevin McKenzie from our church went hiking. Kevin's nickname is Mud Rat, and it's appropriate. And he loves to hike the high peaks, but he hates to take the trails. He had told me not to wear shorts. I didn't listen. We bushwhacked up Wright Peak. It was amazing. It was tough. It was amazing. I came out with the scars to prove it all over my legs. There were times at which Rob and I would say, Rob, Kevin, and they would have to say, here I am, because some of you have been bushwhacking before, and you look at the trail and you're like, there is no trail. There's absolutely no way to get through that, and yet you had to persevere. And it was an amazing day. Doing it that way, you know, you see some sights that other people don't get the perspective of. It's painful and it's tough. But man, to see God's glory and creation in that way was just amazing. I loved it. I'm not sure if I'm ready yet. It's been a few weeks to do it again. I actually bought some pants the other day for next time I go. It rained all the way down for 3 hours on the way down. We did take the trail on the way down. Graciously, he was kind and merciful. Kevin was our guy. But we did. But it rained. We were slopping wet the whole way. But what's the point? The point as it relates to this, you know, you go through a time like that and it seems difficult, but you look back on it and you're like, wow, what amazing things God taught me. And the beauty of being able to see it. And isn't that the way it is with some of the things we go through in life? And what's good, we rejoice in the Lord always as we learn to rejoice in the middle of it. In the middle of it. Ephesians 5:20 says, giving thanks always for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Close with this.